Another issue that this case brings up, as the do shown with the big data that was actually immediately published in the New England Journal, looking at the Paloma trial and looking at survival. And I think kind of this case makes you think about it. She had this incredible 4.5-year response. That's way better than you might expect. But I, you know, kind of want to get more granularity on how you see the whole long-term management of these patients. But can you comment a little bit on kind of what came out in the paper that you thought was interesting and kind of what you think it means both for clinical research as well as taking care of patients?
Sure. So, I mean, I think one of the big questions that the field has always been focused on with regards to CDK4/6 inhibitors is, where's the survival benefit? We've known for some years now that there is dramatic improvement in PFS in the first line and also in the second line, but there's always been this caveat hanging in parentheses that we haven't seen overall survival data. So what we saw at ESMO was an overall survival analysis of the Paloma 3 study. This was a study in women who had metastatic ER-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer that had already progressed on endocrine therapy, either in the metastatic setting or relapsed on or shortly after completing adjuvant endocrine therapy. And what we found, we already knew from prior analyses that there was a significant improvement in PFS. What the OS analysis showed, looking at the entire population, was numerically about a 6-month prolongation in overall survival, which did not meet the threshold of statistical significance. Interestingly, there was a pre-specified subgroup analysis looking at patients who were thought to have quote-unquote endocrine-sensitive breast cancer. So this might be a slightly different group of patients. They defined that as either patients who had been able to stick with one endocrine therapy for at least 6 months or who had lasted on their adjuvant therapy for at least 2 years. And interesting,
where I assume that's de novo also.
Correct, exactly. And interestingly, in that subgroup, which was actually about 80% of the patients in that trial, the overall survival analysis there did show a statistically significant improvement going out to about a 10-month prolongation in overall survival.